In this episode of Josh Reads Other People's Published Poetry, I'm going to read Casualty by Seamus Heaney from his collection of poems, Open Ground. Casualty. 1. He would drink by himself and raise a weathered thumb toward the high shelf, calling another rum and blackcurrant without having to raise his voice. Or order a quick stout by lifting of the eyes and a discreet dumb show of pulling off the top. At closing time, would go in waders and peaked cap into the showery dark, a dull-kept breadwinner, but a natural for work. I loved his whole manner, sure-footed but too sly, his deadpan sidling tact, his fisherman's quick eye and turned, observant back. Incomprehensible to him, my other life, sometimes on his high stool, too busy with his knife at a tobacco plug, and not meeting my eye. In the pause after a slug, he mentioned poetry. We would be on our own, and, always politic and shy of condescension, I would manage, by some trick, to switch the talk to eels, or lore of the horse and cart, or the provincials. By my tentative art, his turned back watches too. He was blown to bits out drinking in a curfew others obeyed. 3 nights after they shot dead the 13 men in Derry. Paris 13, the wall said. Bogside nil. That Wednesday, everybody held their breath and trembled. 2. It was a day of cold, raw silence, wind-blown surplice and soutane. Rained on, flower-laden coffin after coffin seemed to float from the door of the packed cathedral like blossoms on slow water. The common funeral unrolled its swaddling band, lapping, tightening till we were braced and bound like brothers in a ring. But he would not be held at home by his own crowd, whatever threats were phoned, whatever black flags waved. I see him as he turned in that bomb-defending place, remorse fused with terror in his still knowable face, his cornered out-faced stare blinding in the flash. He had gone miles away, for he drank like a fish nightly, naturally swimming towards the lure of warm lit-up places, the blurred mesh and murmur drifting among glasses in the gregarious smoke. How culpable was he that last night when he broke our tribe's complicity? "Now you're supposed to be an educated man," I hear him say. "Puzzle me, the right answer to that one." 3. I missed his funeral. Those quiet walkers and sideways talkers, shoaling out of his lane to the respectable purring of the hearse. They move in equal pace with the habitual slow consolation of a dawdling engine, the line lifted, hand over fist, cold sunshine on the water, the land banked under fog. That morning, when he took me in his boat, the screw purling, turning in dolent fathoms white, I tasted freedom with him. To get out early, haul steadily off the bottom, dispraise the catch, and smile as you find a rhythm, working you, slow mile by mile, into your proper haunt, somewhere, well out beyond. Dawn sniffing revenant, plodder through midnight rain. Question me again. And onto the commentary for Casualty by Heaney. It's always a pleasure to read Seamus Heaney's poetry, but especially reading it out loud, because you get a better sense of the rhythm and the rhyme and how well the whole thing sort of works together. He's one of those poets who you actually can appreciate poetry as an art form because of how well it sounds and how well the story is told and how it comes across effortlessly. You know, almost like he just sat down one day and wrote this poem in one go. But then you look at sort of how careful the word choice is and how careful the rhyming scheme is and how subtle the rhythm is. And you realize that this would have taken time and effort and thought and care to put this together and to really think about, you know, even poetry needs pacing and its storytelling and the use of stanzas and line breaks and all that kind of thing that really goes into making a poem a wonderful piece of writing and something worth reading aloud. As to this poem, Casualty, it's actually about, it's a eulogy or an elegy to events that happened in the early 70s. So I'm going to paraphrase something from poetryfoundation.org about what Casualty is referring to. So on poetryfoundation.org, it says, in so many words, Casualty is set in the northern province of Ulster in 1972, the infamous year of Bloody Sunday, when the British Army killed 13 civil rights protesters in the Bogside area of Derry. The elegy takes the form of a kind of triptych memorializing a regular patron of the pubs, a fisherman known to Heaney who becomes a casualty of the sectarian urban warfare in the north. Although Heaney named the man in an interview, he was Lewis O'Neill, he remains unnamed in the poem. This is a deliberate withholding that underscores the way the violence pulls even those who have no designated role onto the stage of history to play their accidental, anonymous part. And that, when you know that little bit of history, it does really add another whole dimension to the actual poem. But even if you don't know about Bloody Sunday and the kind of problems and all and the troubles, as it's called, this poem still is a really powerful story and a really well-told story. And I hope I got that across in my reading of it, and I hope you enjoyed my reading of the poem. Thank you very much. That's it for me. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Thank you so much for your time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.